It was a weekend of accusations and soul-searching for the main governing party, the Civic Democrats, in the wake of a second terrible drubbing at the hands of the left-wing opposition. Party leader Mirek Topolánek is under severe pressure to resign his leadership, and perhaps the Prime Minister's post as well. A campaign to unseat him appears to be gaining momentum, with the tacit approval of the Civic Democrats' honorary chairman, President Václav Klaus. So, can he survive? And what does all this political instability mean for a country which is supposed to take over the presidency of the European Union on January the 1st? Rob Cameron spoke to analyst Jiří Pehe.
I think that Mr. Topolánek's position has been shaky ever since Mr. Klaus was re-elected as the president of the Czech Republic. Some analysts, including myself, predicted at that time that it's just a matter of time before Topolánek will be removed. And, of course, the results of the regional and Senate elections are now a very good reason for Klaus and his people to go after Topolánek and remove him from at least the post of the chairman of the Civic Democratic Party.
But the big question, though, is why? What does President Klaus gain from removing Mirek Topolánek from the head of the Civic Democrats?
I think that Klaus has not been happy with Topolánek since Topolánek took over the Civic Democratic Party in 2002. We should remember that the Civic Democratic Party was founded by Klaus. It is his child, so to speak, and he really wanted as his successor someone he can communicate with and he can, in a way, control. And Topolánek was elected against Klaus's wishes.
You're just talking about two people. You're talking about Mirek Topolánek and Václav Klaus, as if it was just the struggle between these two men and that everybody else was somehow peripheral. Is it really just about that?
No, I think that Klaus and Topolánek are, of course, just two symbols for something more profound that is going on in the Civic Democratic Party. Of course, the divisions run deeper. We have to see that the Civic Democratic Party maybe now suffers because of its previous successes.
Obviously, the Czech Republic is due to take over the presidency of the European Union on January the 1st, and many people have said that there is some disquiet at the prospect of this small country, the Czech Republic, riven with political instability and division, taking over a project as important as this. Do you think there are real worries that the Czechs just can't handle it?
Absolutely. I think there have been real worries for some time in the European Union because the Czech Republic didn't seem to be well prepared for its presidency. And the problem with the Czech Republic is that the Czech Republic really cannot provide any leadership. I think that we are in a situation of a young driver who is getting ready to drive a truck with the rest, with the crew on board, but now the others who would allow him to drive if the road was empty and there was no difficult intersection ahead. But now I think all of them are worried because there is really some very, very significant traffic jam ahead.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe talking there.